If you're looking to make an impact, there's no better place to do that than the U.S. Army. Whether your goal is to fight and cure deadly diseases, develop technologies, or seek adventure across the globe, the Army is where all of that can happen. And so much more. The Army is a team of a million individuals working together to take on the most complex problems in the nation and the world, and to win. Ask yourself, what's your warrior? And go to GoArmy.com to find out. Go to school while you serve. Learn about the simultaneous membership program today.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to the premiere episode of College Football Playoff Focus. On the program, we have Jay Stevens. He is the host of the Locked On Buckeyes podcast and the Jay Stevens podcast. He is also the co-host of the Monday edition of the Locked On Big Ten podcast. On the program, we discussed the Ohio State game against Penn State, C.J. Stroud, also Ryan Day, Ohio State's current ranking in the college football playoff top 10, and so much more. But first, before we get you to the interview and things of that nature, let's give you the current college playoff football ranking, starting with numbers 25 through 11. Starting off at number 25 is Pittsburgh with a record of 6-2. Coming in at number 24 is San Diego State with a record of 7-1. Coming in at number 23 is Fresno State with a record of 7-2. Coming in at number 22 is Iowa with a record of 6-2. Coming in at number 21 is Wisconsin with a record of 5-3. Coming in at number 20 is Minnesota with a record of 6-2. Coming in at number 19 is North Carolina State with a record of 6-2. Coming in at number 18 is Kentucky with a record of 6-2. Coming in at number 17 is Mississippi State with a record of 5-3. Coming in at number 16 is Ole Miss with a record of 6-2. Coming in at number 15 is BYU with a record of 7-2. Coming in at number 14 is Texas A&M with a record of 6-2. Coming in at number 13 is Auburn with a record of 6-2. Coming in at number 12 is Baylor with a record of 7-1. Coming in at number 11 is Oklahoma State with a record of 7-1. When we come back from the break, we'll have numbers 10 through 5. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to College Football Playoff Focus.
Moms have so much to offer, but the current workplace has not been designed for her in mind. The Mom Project is disrupting the workplace so moms don't have to choose between their families and their career. We're a marketplace that connects over 400,000 incredibly qualified moms with the companies that want and need her critical skills. Scale your business and make an impact. Join us today. Visit work.themomproject.com/momsdeliver.
What's your warrior? Become it in the Army. Whether you want to cure diseases or develop technology the world doesn't know exists, the Army is where all of that can happen. Find out more at GoArmy.com. Go to school while you serve. Learn about the simultaneous membership program today. If you're looking to make an impact, there's no better place to do that than the U.S. Army. Whether your goal is to fight and cure deadly diseases, develop technologies, or seek adventure across the globe, the Army is where all of that can happen. And so much more. The Army is a team of a million individuals working together to take on the most complex problems in the nation and the world, and to win. Ask yourself, what's your warrior? And go to GoArmy.com to find out. Go to school while you serve. Learn about the simultaneous membership program today. What's your warrior? Become it in the Army. Whether you want to cure diseases or develop technology the world doesn't know exists, the Army is where all of that can happen. Find out more at GoArmy.com. Go to school while you serve. Learn about the simultaneous membership program today. If you're looking to make an impact, there's no better place to do that than the U.S. Army. Whether your goal is to fight and cure deadly diseases, develop technologies, or seek adventure across the globe, the Army is where all of that can happen. And so much more. The Army is a team of a million individuals working together to take on the most complex problems in the nation and the world, and to win. Ask yourself, what's your warrior? And go to GoArmy.com to find out. Go to school while you serve. Learn about the simultaneous membership program today. What's your warrior? Become it in the Army. Whether you want to cure diseases or develop technology the world doesn't know exists, the Army is where all of that can happen. Find out more at GoArmy.com. Go to school while you serve. Learn about the simultaneous membership program today. What's your warrior? Become it in the Army. Whether you want to cure diseases or develop technology the world doesn't know exists, the Army is where all of that can happen. Find out more at GoArmy.com. Go to school while you serve. Learn about the simultaneous membership program today.
Hey, Randy, what you doing?
Oh, hey, Dave. I'm just making a list of things that make me feel really, really good.
Wearing Bombas socks.
Trust me, that's number one on my list. Bombas socks feel so good because we use the smartest design and best materials, making them the most comfortable socks ever.
Plus, because socks are the number one most requested clothing item in homeless shelters, we donate a pair for every pair purchased, and that feels pretty good too.
To shop Bombas or learn more about how your purchase supports those experiencing homelessness, go to bombas.com/comfy and get 20% off your first purchase.
There said it could be some kind of food allergy.
My muscles ached. I was tired all the time.
It happened like that, a full-blown asthma attack. It was scary.
The unsettling thing about some symptoms is
a fever, headaches. I have these red, itchy welts.
You don't always know what's causing them.
It was Lyme disease from a tick bite.
I had West Nile virus from a mosquito.
A reaction triggered by cockroach allergen.
Bed bugs.
Threats to your health can come from the most unexpected places. Mosquitoes can transmit West Nile virus and also Zika virus. Ticks can carry Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. And allergens from cockroaches can trigger asthma attacks, leading to respiratory distress. Don't wait until you or someone you love is suffering with unexplained symptoms. Get the facts you need to protect your family. Visit pestworld.org.
If you're looking to make an impact, there's no better place to do that than the U.S. Army. Whether your goal is to fight and cure deadly diseases, develop technologies, or seek adventure across the globe, the Army is where all of that can happen, and so much more. The Army is a team of 1 million individuals working together to take on the most complex problems in the nation and the world, and to win. Ask yourself, what's your warrior? And go to GoArmy.com to find out. Go to school while you serve. Learn about the simultaneous membership program today.
Unexpected trouble? CashNet USA can take the stress out of borrowing emergency funds. Our fast, secure application process makes it easy to apply online 24/7. Plus, CashNet USA offers same-day funding if approved before 10:30 a.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. Additional terms may apply. Visit CashNetUSA.com or tap the banner to apply today.
This is Peacock.
I love it!
It's streaming your favorite shows, movies, live sports, breaking news, exclusive originals. It's The Office.
That's what she said.
Chrisley Knows Best.
It's going to be Todd's Way or the Highway.
And Peacock original shows like Punky Brewster.
Holy mackinoli.
So whether you're in the mood for every live WWE pay-per-view or every episode of Law & Order SVU, Peacock's got you covered. Peacock. Watch for free. Upgrade for more. Stream now at PeacockTV.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Andreas Michaelides, Chief Psychologist at Noom. But what's Noom and why does Noom need a Chief Psychologist? Noom is a weight loss program that works, with results that last, because we know that changing the way you eat starts with your mind. With Noom's proven psychology-backed tools, one-on-one coaching, and flexible plans that emphasize progress over perfection, you'll have the tools you need to change your relationship with food. So sign up at Noom.com now and lose the weight for good. That's Noom.com.
Unexpected trouble? CashNet USA can take the stress out of borrowing emergency funds. Our fast, secure application process makes it easy to apply online 24/7. Plus, CashNet USA offers same-day funding if approved before 10:30 a.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. Additional terms may apply. Visit CashNetUSA.com or tap the banner to apply today.
Hi, I'm Randy, and this is Dave.
We're the founders of Bombas, the most comfortable socks in the history of feet.
So comfortable, we sold and donated millions of pairs.
To sell and donate a lot of socks, we became obsessed with comfort.
We reinvented the sock from the ground up, adding comfort innovations along the way.
It worked. People tried them, loved them, told their friends about them.
Helping us sell and donate millions of pairs.
Try them now at bombas.com/comfy and get 20% off your first order. That's BOMBAS.com/comfy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Andreas Michaelides, Chief Psychologist at Noom. This past year has shown us how important our overall health is, and Noom is here to help. Most weight loss plans fall short because they don't provide lasting results. But at Noom, our psychology-driven approach is designed to help you change your relationship with food. Changing the way you eat starts with your mind, and Noom gives you the tools you need to succeed on your terms. Sign up now and lose the weight for good at Noom.com. That's N-O-O-M.com.
If you're looking to make an impact, there's no better place to do that than the U.S. Army. Whether your goal is to fight and cure deadly diseases, develop technologies, or seek adventure across the globe, the Army is where all of that can happen, and so much more. The Army is a team of 1 million individuals working together to take on the most complex problems in the nation and the world, and to win. Ask yourself, what's your warrior? And go to GoArmy.com to find out. Go to school while you serve. Learn about the simultaneous membership program today.
All right, now for more of the college football playoff top 10 rankings. Here's numbers 10 through 5. Coming in at number 10 is Notre Dame with a record of 7-1. Coming in at number 9 is Wake Forest with a record of 8-0. Oklahoma is next at number 8 with a record of 9-0. Coming in at number 7 is Michigan with a record of 7-1. Coming in at number 6 is Cincinnati with a record of 8-0. And at number 5 is Ohio State with a record of 7-1. Coming up after the break, we'll have rankings numbers 4 through 1. Stay tuned.
If you're looking to make an impact, there's no better place to do that than the U.S. Army. Whether your goal is to fight and cure deadly diseases, develop technologies, or seek adventure across the globe, the Army is where all of that can happen, and so much more. The Army is a team of 1 million individuals working together to take on the most complex problems in the nation and the world, and to win. Ask yourself, what's your warrior? And go to GoArmy.com to find out. Go to school while you serve. Learn about the simultaneous membership program today.
Socks are the number one most requested item in homeless shelters. Underwear is the second, shirts are third. At Bombas, socks were first, made with comfortable details for everyday wearing. Then underwear and shirts too, all designed to perfectly fit. At Bombas, every item you purchase means you're donating an essential clothing item to someone in need. One comfortable clothing item for you, one donated to someone in need. Bombas, comfort for all. Get 20% off your purchase at bombas.com/comfy.
If you're looking to make an impact, there's no better place to do that than the U.S. Army. Whether your goal is to fight and cure deadly diseases, develop technologies, or seek adventure across the globe, the Army is where all of that can happen, and so much more. The Army is a team of 1 million individuals working together to take on the most complex problems in the nation and the world, and to win. Ask yourself, what's your warrior? And go to GoArmy.com to find out. Go to school while you serve. Learn about the simultaneous membership program today. What's your warrior? Become it in the Army. Whether you want to cure diseases or develop technology the world doesn't know exists, the Army is where all of that can happen. Find out more at GoArmy.com. Go to school while you serve. Learn about the simultaneous membership program today. If you're looking to make an impact, there's no better place to do that than the U.S. Army. Whether your goal is to fight and cure deadly diseases, develop technologies, or seek adventure across the globe, the Army is where all of that can happen. And so much more. The Army is a team of 1 million individuals working together to take on the most complex problems in the nation and the world, and to win. Ask yourself, what's your warrior? And go to GoArmy.com to find out. Go to school while you serve. Learn about the simultaneous membership program today.
Socks are the number one most requested item at homeless shelters. Underwear second, and shirts are third. At Bombas, socks were first, made with comfortable details for everyday wearing. Then underwear, and shirts too, all designed to perfectly fit. At Bombas, every item you purchase means you're donating an essential clothing item to someone in need. One comfortable clothing item for you, one donated to someone in need. Bombas, comfort for all. Get 20% off your purchase at bombas.com/comfy.
If you love them enough to drive an hour to cheer them on as they get beat 11-0 in the rain, then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Throw that ball, Diane. Woo! You got this!
now to complete the college football playoff rankings, starting off at number 4 are the Oregon Ducks with a record of 7-1. Coming in at number 3 are the Michigan State Spartans with a record of 8-0. Coming in at number 2 are the Alabama Crimson Tide with a record of 7-1. And coming in at number 1 are the Georgia Bulldogs with a record of 8-0. So the top 4 in the college football playoff rankings are as follows. Number 1 are the Georgia Bulldogs. Number 2 are the Alabama Crimson Tide. Coming in at number 3 are the Michigan State Spartans. And at number 4 are the Oregon Ducks. When we come back from the break, I have Jay Stevens, host of the Locked On Buckeyes podcast and the Jay Stevens podcast. And he's also the co-host of the Monday edition of the Locked On Big Ten podcast. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to College Football Playoff Focus.
If you're looking to make an impact, there's no better place to do that than the U.S. Army. Whether your goal is to fight and cure deadly diseases, develop technologies, or seek adventure across the globe, the Army is where all of that can happen, and so much more. The Army is a team of 1 million individuals working together to take on the most complex problems in the nation and the world, and to win. Ask yourself, what's your warrior? And go to GoArmy.com to find out. Find your warrior today.
I formation. Henderson takes his way, shows excellent patience and instincts for a young back. His first and goal.
And forget the difference you can make in people's lives.
Henderson takes off, and the freshman gets the corner. It's a foot race. Knocked out at the 1. Now you see the talent.
Get the whole package. He's got the football again, lowers the head, touchdown Ohio State. Henderson breaks the tackles into the secondary. Stiff arm, got away from Ebikadi into Penn State territory to the 43. It's an impressive response so far by Penn State. Here comes the blitz, it's going to be down for the third time. The ball is loose, running the other direction is Big Jerron Cage. It's a scoop and score for the Buckeyes!
...57-yard fumble return.
You see the pressure they bring, so it creates the one-on-one. Both defensive ends, it's a race to the quarterback. That ball is out. There's Tyreek Smith, there's Zach Harrison. Both of them hit him at the same time. He actually clutched the ball.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. That audio was courtesy of College Football on ABC. And, of course, that was Kirk Fowler and Kirk Herbstreit on the call of the Ohio State victory over Penn State. Final score was the Buckeyes winning 33-24. To talk more about this game and also Ohio State's current ranking in the college football top 10, we want to welcome someone that covers the Ohio State University Buckeyes as part of the Locked On Buckeyes podcast. Let's welcome him back to the program, Jay Stevens. Hey, Jay, what's going on?
I'm doing well, Ed. How you doing, man? Glad to be back with you.
Thank you, man. Thank you so much. I'm doing well, man. Thank you so much. And thank you for coming back and taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. So, Jay, let's jump right to it. What were your takeaways from the Ohio State victory over Penn State?
It was a needed game. It was a game that Ohio State, I believe, desperately needed in that way. When you have gone and you blow out, I think it was 3 or 4 teams in a row. I know it was four because they scored 50 points 4 straight games. You kind of need something to kind of test you a little bit, because Ohio State hadn't been tested in ways that Penn State tested them. I think it was a needed game because you saw some things that Ohio State desperately needs to work on. You also saw some things that in the third, latter part of the third quarter and into the fourth quarter, you see players not give up. Their motor stays high. Guys see the hole and then they go. It was a much needed game for Ohio State, especially at this point in the season, because November, I've been told, is where championships are won. And if Ohio State wants to win a championship, Big Ten championship, or national championship, they got to fix some things right now to do so.
Yeah, indeed. You know, you said it best, Jay. I mean, that applies not only in the NFL, but that applies extremely in college football. November is the month where it's really the litmus test for how champions are born, and you, when that championship run begins in November. So I want to stay just with this game for a moment. I'm looking at the stats right here, and I see that C.J. Stroud had a nice performance in this game, completed 22 out of 34 passes for 305 yards and a touchdown pass. C.J. has been doing his thing this year with the combination of passing the ball as well as his athletic ability. Just give me your thoughts on C.J. and how he did in this game and how he's performed so far this year.
You know, Ed, if you would have said those numbers out to me out loud and I didn't look at the box score previously, I would have not guessed that C.J. Stroud had over 300 passing yards in this game. Because it was very uncharacteristic of C.J. Stroud and how he has played recently. Not saying he played a horrendous game. We have seen him make pinpoint passes, the accuracy be there. Early in the season, he was throwing passes high. This game, he was throwing passes low. And there was numerous times where it just seemed like he wasn't in a rhythm, wasn't in sync. And so the 300 passing yards, to me, is kind of a good thing. It did benefit the Jackson, Smith, and Jigba, the third receiver on this team. I do think it benefited that he has come up in a way that normally teams have one really good receiver, another receiver who is good, and a third receiver who is just your third slot receiver. The third receiver for Ohio State will start on almost any other team in the country. I don't want to say any team, but it's probably true. He would be in the running to be wide receiver one or wide receiver two at almost any team in the country. And that benefited C.J. Stroud at times. When C.J. Stroud wasn't being as consistent as what we have been used to seeing him as, he had receivers that were open. So it was kind of a quiet 300 passing yards, which is very weird to say.
All right, and then I want to move along now to someone that's been balling this so far this year for the Ohio State Buckeyes, and that's Travion Henderson. Travion, in this game, the win against Penn State, he had 152 rushing yards to go along with the touchdown, and Travion overall has been pretty consistent this year. Just kind of give me your thoughts on Travion in this game, in the win against Penn State, and how he's performed this year.
So this year he's been amazing. He has wowed me. I was not expecting him to play as well as he did during this season. I know from high school, he had amazing, his highlights are amazing, but going from high school to college, it's a different animal. In this game, Ed, I got to give credit to Penn State. I've done it on the podcast numerous times. Penn State's front seven did a phenomenal job of muddying up and clogging up the holes for the offensive line in the line, so there's no holes available, and they didn't allow the offensive linemen to get to the second level as freely as they have done throughout the entirety of this season. And early in this game, you saw Travion Henderson not have the holes that were open, and I believe he didn't have more than 20 rushing yards in the first half. It may have been less than 15. Nothing was there. That's a credit and a testament to the Penn State front seven. However, in the second half, Ryan Day said, "Hey, we're going to get behind our horses and figure this thing out." And Travion Henderson had a couple big runs in the second half, which were what really helped propel Ohio State to the 9-point victory that they had. This young man, Ed, he is one of the better running backs, one of the best running backs in college football right now. It's rare to say that about a true freshman, but that's the truth about how Mr. Henderson plays the football.
Yeah, he's definitely been balling so far this year, and he definitely had his way against the Penn State Nittany Lions. I want to move along now to head coach Ryan Day. I mean, Ryan has been at the helm at Ohio State. Well, he's been the head coach of the Buckeyes since 2019. He's been a Big Ten Coach of the Year. He's won two Big Ten championships, and he has yet to get the national championship game. He has yet to achieve that feat. In 2019, lost the Fiesta, and then lost the Fiesta Bowl in 2019, and then last year won the Sugar Bowl, but would lose in the national championship game. So I've got to ask you, Jay, what do you think? What's the difference between Ryan Day this year as opposed to his first two seasons as the head coach at the Buckeyes?
I believe this year for Ryan Day, we have seen the difference in the players that are on the team. And so when you have a Justin Fields, a guy who was already in a system, had played a little bit at Georgia, and then he transfers in, and you have other guys that have been playing for a little bit, have their feet wet, it's a different thing for him to come in and take over a team. He has upped the level of recruiting, but it's been different because he had leaders already there when he got there at Ohio State. Well, he took over for Urban Meyer after the 2018 season. During this season, there's been a lot of youth. There's been a lot of change. There was a new defensive coordinator, and then they changed the defensive play caller after game number two. And so there's a lot of things that Ryan Day has had to adjust on the fly. Ryan Day's a very good in-game adjuster, but what we're finding out right now is Ryan Day can have tough decisions with adults in season that will be great changes down the road for the future of the Buckeye team. So he went from having experience with the previous two seasons. This year you're having youngsters, and he's just realizing, hey, man, this whole coaching thing, I think he knows it, but I think he's seeing it firsthand. This whole coaching thing at the head coaching level at The Ohio State University, if you lose a game, people are going to be mad, be furious, be frustrated. You got to change things now, not because the people need you to, but because are saying you need to, but because they're needed. There's been needed changes for this Ohio State team, and Ryan Day has realized, hey, I can't wait to make changes. They have to happen now.
Yeah, they have to happen right now because, I mean, he's in that tough Big Ten with Michigan and, of course, with a coach led by Coach Jim Harbaugh, and then Michigan State with a fine job that Mel Tucker has done. So they've been the stalwarts along with the Ohio State University in the Big Ten. So you mentioned, Jay, about November, and November is going to be pretty easy for the first the next two games. There's going to be Nebraska. Tough times in Nebraska, you know, with Scott Frost and that whole situation in Lincoln, and then followed by they're going up against the Purdue Boilermaker, and tough times in Lafayette. They're not winning right now in Indiana. Now, the last two games of November are going to be interesting. As I mentioned them earlier, Mel Tucker doing a fine job with the Michigan State Spartans, and then, of course, Ohio State will go up against Jim Harbaugh and the Michigan Wolverines. I know it's a little bit early, but I want to just kind of preview the Michigan State and the Michigan games. What do you think? First of all, I want to ask you, just kind of were you surprised about with Mel Tucker's performance with the Spartans, and are you surprised with Jim Harbaugh's performance at Michigan?
So, Ed, I want to go back to say something really quickly about what you just made a statement about the month of November. I do think this Nebraska game this week will be a whole lot tougher than what people think it is. Nebraska, their schedule, they're 3-6. They've lost a lot of close games. Every loss that they've had has been by 8 points or less. I don't think this will be as easy for Ohio State as a lot of people think it is. The current spread, I believe, is 15. It's 14.5 or 15, depending on the sports book you look at. I don't think Ohio State covers the spread this weekend because Nebraska is a really good team, and they do think in the second half that really slowed down any attack of the opposition. But for Michigan State and Michigan, I was not surprised. I picked Michigan State to win the game. I was not surprised at how Michigan State was in the second half. I think the thing that kind of got to me was Michigan's two-quarterback system with J.J. McCarthy and Cade McNamara being the starting quarterback for the Wolverines. I thought that throughout that game, we would see Harbaugh pull the reins back and just go with Cade McNamara the entire time. He kept his two-quarterback system that he had used all season long. McCarthy had a fumble, went back to him and used him again another time, fumbled again, and then the rest is history. I got to give credit to Kenneth Walker III, that performance, that five-touchdown performance that he had that day. That will be a game I will be remembering for a very long time. Because it was a one-man show. Peyton Thorne did not have a touchdown of his own. It was Kenneth Walker III all day long. That young man has a good chance to win the Heisman, and I know he's a big reason why. Not the only reason, but a big reason why the Michigan State Spartans are undefeated right now.
All right, and then definitely, again, the Big Ten has been on point this year with the Ohio State University alongside with Michigan State and Michigan. All right, so, Jay, recently the college football playoff top 25 rankings have been released, and, of course, the Georgia Bulldogs are at number one, followed by the University of Alabama is at number two, Michigan State is at number three, Oregon is at number four, and then the Ohio State University comes in at number five. Are you satisfied with the fifth place ranking so far?
It's what I expected them to do. I wouldn't say that I'm satisfied when their job is to rank the best teams in the country in order. I don't think Ohio State is the fifth best team in the country right now. However, based off how they have talked about Ohio State, how they view Ohio State, they're not using the eye test for every team. They're not using the head-to-head matchup for every team. They're kind of picking and choosing the arguments they want to try to fit things in. It's what I expected. It's where I expected Ohio State to fall. However, I wonder going forward if the committee will stick to the head-to-head matchup for Ohio State and Oregon, because if they do, and Oregon wins out and Ohio State wins out, if Oklahoma wins out, I could easily see Oklahoma at some point jumping those other two schools, because the committee will say, well, you're a Power 5 conference champion and you're undefeated. You are above the Big Ten champ and the Pac-12 champ who are one loss. So since you were undefeated and a Power 5 champ, I'm going to boost you up. I can see that happening. I can see the committee making some interesting, weird moves down the stretch. But honestly, this is where I expected Ohio State to fall. If they take care of business, I think they'll be in the top four.
All right, and you heard it from him. He is Jay Stevens, the host of the Locked On Buckeyes podcast. Well, Jay, again, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. I know you're a busy man, so I'm going to get right to it. Tell everybody what you do as the host of the Locked On Buckeyes podcast, as well as also host of Locked On Big Ten and the Jay Stevens podcast.
Yes, sir, Ed. I really appreciate you having me back on again. As Ed mentioned, the Locked On Buckeyes podcast is a daily podcast every Monday through Friday covering both the Ohio State football and basketball teams. We do some live shows throughout the week. There's a live post-game show. Check it out on Locked On Buckeyes on YouTube and my personal Twitter page at jstevens07. Also, the Jay Stevens podcast that's coming out every Wednesday. I'm going to change things up with the podcast, that one, every Wednesday. Just a general sports opinion podcast. We're not breaking games down, not breaking down how players have played. It's opinions. It's a topic. Odell Beckham, not going to touch it, but I got an opinion on it. So that's more of an opinion-based show right there. Then every Monday, myself and Nate Dickinson, the host, he is the everyday host of the Locked On Big Ten podcast. I join him on Mondays to recap the weekend that was in the Big Ten Conference.
Awesome. Well, tell everybody one more time where they can find you on social media, as well as Locked On Buckeyes, the Jay Stevens podcast, also Locked On Big Ten on social media. Any websites that you have, let the audience know that.
Absolutely. And I appreciate this once again. You can follow me on Twitter at jstevens07. That's where a lot of my thoughts go. Pretty active during games, especially Ohio State football games. Pretty active there, sharing some thoughts. That's basically it. My social media, if you want to follow me on Instagram, at jstevens07 as well. Most of my sports stuff is on Twitter, but if you want to dabble into more of the personal stuff, my Twitter page is right there. My Instagram is right there. Feel free to give that a follow as well. The podcast, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your fine podcasts, you can get the Locked On Buckeyes podcast, the Jay Stevens podcast, and the Locked On Big Ten podcast.
Awesome. And before I let you go, Jay, I know there are a lot of special college football towns out in America. There's Athens, Georgia. There's Tuscaloosa, Alabama. There's East Lansing, Michigan. There's also Eugene, Oregon. You could put Baton Rouge, Louisiana in the mix, as well as Norman, Oklahoma. There's also Stillwater, Oklahoma. And also you can add to some more of those other college towns, such as Ann Arbor, Michigan. And you can add Lincoln, Nebraska to the mix as well. But what makes Columbus, Ohio such a special college town?
It's the people, man. It's the people, the buzz, the love for the football that is the Ohio State football team. Their love, the passion, the desire, the anticipation that comes to just getting there for a college football Saturday is one of the most special things you'll find in the country. The South has their tradition. I almost said the West, but Nebraska's not really the West, but Nebraska, the Oklahoma, Oklahoma State, Texas, all these schools, they have their traditions. They're all special in their own right. If you want to come to one of the best or the best college towns in the Midwest, can't say the country, Ed. I won't be hyperbolic and say that, because I do think a lot of the stuff that goes on down in the South is a lot better. So I'm just going to be completely honest with you. But if you want to check out one of the best towns, college towns in the Big Ten Conference, Big Ten footprint, come up to Columbus, Ohio. You'll have a good time.
You said that really well, Jade. You have to remember college football normally runs in cycles every 10 years. I remember a time when the East Coast had their run and then the West Coast had their run for a while as well. Now it seems like the South, well, the Midwest has always had a nice run. The Midwest continues to have a nice run, but the Midwest and the South, they're just the dominance has been great in college football for a while now. You heard it from him. He's Jay Stevens, the host of the Locked On Buckeyes podcast, and also check him out at the Jay Stevens podcast, as well as check him out, as he said, he's on Mondays at the Locked On Big Ten podcast. Jay, thank you so much, my man, and if ever you want to come back on, feel free to let us know.
Absolutely, Ed. I appreciate it, man. This is always a good time.
Same here, my man. Same here. We'll be back with more right after this.
I formation. Henderson takes his way, shows excellent patience and instincts for a young back. His first and goal.
And forget the difference you can make in people's lives.
Henderson takes off. And the freshman gets the corner. It's a foot race. Knocked out at the one. Now you see the talent. Get the whole package. He's got the football again. Lowers the head. Touchdown, Ohio State. Henderson breaks the tackles into the secondary. Stiff arm. Got away from Ebikadi into Penn State territory to the 40. It's an impressive response so far by Penn State. Here comes the blitz. It's going to be down for the third time. The ball is loose. Running the other direction is Big Jerome Cage. It's a scoop and score for the Buckeyes.
A 57-yard fumble return.
You see the pressure they bring, so it creates the one-on-one. Both defensive ends, it's a race to the quarterback. That ball is out. There's Tyreek Smith, there's Zach Harrison. Both of them hit him at the same time. He actually clutched the ball, and then it came out.
Yeah, clearly a fumble.
If you're looking to make an impact, there's no better place to do that than the U.S. Army. Whether your goal is to fight and cure deadly diseases, develop technologies, or seek adventure across the globe, the Army is where all of that can happen, and so much more. The Army is a team of a million individuals working together to take on the most complex problems in the nation and the world, and to win. Ask yourself, what's your warrior? And go to GoArmy.com to find out. Find your warrior today.
Hey, Louisiana sports fans, we all miss the cheers, the tears, and the touchdowns. The excitement of last-second field goals to get the heart pumping. Football season's finally here, and before you know it, you'll be able to head to LaBerge Baton Rouge to place your bets. You heard right. Sports betting is coming soon to the sportsbook at LaBerge Baton Rouge. So get ready for all the fast-paced action that sports betting will bring at LaBerge Baton Rouge. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-777-9696.
What's your warrior? Become it in the Army. Whether you want to cure diseases or develop technology the world doesn't know exists, the Army is where all of that can happen. Find out more at GoArmy.com. Find your warrior today.
Hey, Louisiana sports fans, we all miss the cheers, the tears, and the touchdowns. The excitement of last-second field goals to get the heart pumping. Football season's finally here, and before you know it, you'll be able to head to LaBerge Baton Rouge to place your bets. You heard right. Sports betting is coming soon to the sportsbook at LaBerge Baton Rouge. So get ready for all the fast-paced action that sports betting will bring at LaBerge Baton Rouge. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-777-9696.
If you're looking to make an impact, there's no better place to do that than the U.S. Army. Whether your goal is to fight and cure deadly diseases, develop technologies, or seek adventure across the globe, the Army is where all of that can happen, and so much more. The Army is a team of a million individuals working together to take on the most complex problems in the nation and the world, and to win. Ask yourself, what's your warrior? And go to GoArmy.com to find out. Find your warrior today. If you're looking to make an impact, there's no better place to do that than the U.S. Army. Whether your goal is to fight and cure deadly diseases, develop technologies, or seek adventure across the globe, the Army is where all of that can happen, and so much more. The Army is a team of a million individuals working together to take on the most complex problems in the nation and the world, and to win. Ask yourself, what's your warrior? And go to GoArmy.com to find out. Find your warrior today. If you're looking to make an impact, there's no better place to do that than the U.S. Army. Whether your goal is to fight and cure deadly diseases, develop technologies, or seek adventure across the globe, the Army is where all of that can happen, and so much more. The Army is a team of a million individuals working together to take on the most complex problems in the nation and the world, and to win. Ask yourself, what's your warrior? And go to GoArmy.com to find out. Find your warrior today.
Hey, Randy, what you doing?
Oh, hey, Dave. I'm just making a list of things that make me feel really, really good.
Wearing Bombas socks.
Trust me, that's number one on my list. Bombas socks feel so good because we use the smartest design and best materials, making them the most comfortable socks ever.
Plus, because socks are the number one most requested clothing item in homeless shelters, we donate a pair for every pair purchased, and that feels pretty good, too.
To shop Bombas or learn more about how your purchase supports those experiencing homelessness, go to bombas.com/comfy and get 20% off your first purchase.
What's your warrior? Become it in the Army. Whether you want to cure diseases or develop technology the world doesn't know exists, the Army is where all of that can happen. Find out more at GoArmy.com. Find your warrior today. What's your warrior? Become it in the Army. Whether you want to cure diseases or develop technology the world doesn't know exists, the Army is where all of that can happen. Find out more at GoArmy.com. Find your warrior today.
Hey, Randy, what you doing?
Oh, hey, Dave. I'm just making a list of things that make me feel really, really good.
Wearing Bombas socks.
Trust me, that's number one on my list. Bombas socks feel so good because we use the smartest design and best materials, making them the most comfortable socks ever.
Plus, because socks are the number one most requested clothing item in homeless shelters, we donate a pair for every pair purchased, and that feels pretty good, too.
To shop Bombas or learn more about how your purchase supports those experiencing homelessness, go to bombas.com/comfy and get 20% off your first purchase.
Hey, Louisiana sports fans, we all miss the cheers, the tears, and the touchdowns. The excitement of last-second field goals to get the heart pumping. Football season's finally here, and before you know it, you'll be able to head to L'Auberge Baton Rouge to place your bets. You heard right. Sports betting is coming soon to the sportsbook at L'Auberge Baton Rouge. So get ready for all the fast-paced action that sports betting will bring at L'Auberge Baton Rouge. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-777-9696.
If you're looking to make an impact, there's no better place to do that than the U.S. Army. Whether your goal is to fight and cure deadly diseases, develop technologies, or seek adventure across the globe, the Army is where all of that can happen, and so much more. The Army is a team of a million individuals working together to take on the most complex problems in the nation and the world, and to win. Ask yourself, what's your warrior? And go to GoArmy.com to find out. Find your warrior today. What's your warrior? Become it in the Army. Whether you want to cure diseases or develop technology the world doesn't know exists, the Army is where all of that can happen. Find out more at GoArmy.com. Find your warrior today.
Hey, Louisiana sports fans, we all miss the cheers, the tears, and the touchdowns. The excitement of last-second field goals to get the heart pumping. Football season's finally here, and before you know it, you'll be able to head to L'Auberge Baton Rouge to place your bets. You heard right. Sports betting is coming soon to the sportsbook at L'Auberge Baton Rouge. So get ready for all the fast-paced action that sports betting will bring at L'Auberge Baton Rouge. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-777-9696.
This is Peacock.
I love it!
It's streaming your favorite shows, movies, live sports, breaking news, exclusive originals. It's The Office.
That's what she said.
Chrisley Knows Best.
It's going to be Todd's Way or the Highway.
And Peacock original shows like Funky Brewster.
Holy mackinoli.
So whether you're in the mood for every live WWE pay-per-view or every episode of Law & Order SVU, Peacock's got you covered. Peacock. Watch for free. Upgrade for more. Stream now at PeacockTV.com.
Hey, Louisiana sports fans, we all miss the cheers, the tears, and the touchdowns. The excitement of last-second field goals to get the heart pumping. Football season's finally here, and before you know it, you'll be able to head to L'Auberge Baton Rouge to place your bets. You heard right. Sports betting is coming soon to the sportsbook at L'Auberge Baton Rouge. So get ready for all the fast-paced action that sports betting will bring at L'Auberge Baton Rouge. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-777-9696.
Hey, Randy, what you doing?
Oh, hey, Dave. I'm just making a list of things that make me feel really, really good.
Wearing Bombas socks.
Trust me, that's number one on my list. Bombas socks feel so good because we use the smartest design and best materials, making them the most comfortable socks ever.
Plus, because socks are the number one most requested clothing item in homeless shelters, we donate a pair for every pair purchased, and that feels pretty good too.
To shop Bombas or learn more about how your purchase supports those experiencing homelessness, go to bombas.com/comfy and get 20% off your first purchase.
Hey, Louisiana sports fans, we all miss the cheers, the tears, and the touchdowns. The excitement of last-second field goals to get the heart pumping. Football season's finally here, and before you know it, you'll be able to head to LeBerge Baton Rouge to place your bets. You heard right. Sports betting is coming soon to the sportsbook at LeBerge Baton Rouge. So get ready for all the fast-paced action that sports betting will bring at LeBerge Baton Rouge. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-777-9696.
What's your warrior? Become it in the Army. Whether you want to cure diseases or develop technology the world doesn't know exists, the Army is where all of that can happen. Find out more at GoArmy.com. Find your warrior today.
Hey, Louisiana sports fans, we all miss the cheers, the tears, and the touchdowns. The excitement of last-second field goals to get the heart pumping. Football season's finally here, and before you know it, you'll be able to head to LeBerge Baton Rouge to place your bets. You heard right. Sports betting is coming soon to the sportsbook at LeBerge Baton Rouge. So get ready for all the fast-paced action that sports betting will bring at LeBerge Baton Rouge. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-777-9696.
What's your warrior? Become it in the Army. Whether you want to cure diseases or develop technology the world doesn't know exists, the Army is where all of that can happen. Find out more at GoArmy.com. Find your warrior today.
All right, everybody, that's going to do it for the premiere episode of College Football Playoff Focus. Once again, a big special thank you to Jay Stevens, host of the Locked On Buckeyes podcast and the Jay Stevens podcast. And he is also the co-host of the Monday edition of the Locked On Big Ten podcast. Jay giving us a full insights on the Ohio State University Buckeyes. And until next week, I'm Ed Robinson saying so long and enjoy the games.